The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Knowing God, growing in God, and then going out for God. That's all straight ahead on today's broadcast of Truth For Today, our weekend edition, coming right up. From Valley Bible Church in Hercules, hi there and welcome. This is our weekend edition of Truth For Today. As we continue our mini-series, Know, Grow, and Go, we come to the final installment, if you will, the going part. If you know God and grow in God, eventually the desire will be to go out for Him, to be about His business, doing His will. What does that look like? Well, I'm glad you asked. We have some answers for you. With today's broadcast of Truth For Today, our teacher and pastor, here's Pastor Phil Howard.
Looking at the subject of knowing God, we're talking about this being the goal for the church, is that you might know God, and I hope that you do know Him. The purpose of eternal life, John 17:3, is that you might know God. And for God to know you, it's a scary thing in Matthew 7 to show up before the judgment and be saying that you know Christ and He doesn't know you. And He says to those, I never knew you. You never were mine. You're claiming me. You've been using my name. You've been doing some extraordinary miracles in my name, but I don't know you. Do you know Him? Does He know you? This is eternal life. Eternal life. Last week we were looking, or 2 weeks ago, at if you know Him, are you growing in Him or are you stagnant? Where 2 Peter 1 says we are to keep growing, adding to our knowledge, growing in grace, growing in the knowledge of the Lord, and that we don't have 1 year experience repeated 20 times, that we're literally making progress, that we're growing in the Lord. And so we were looking at that. Now today, we want to look at Matthew 28, and let me read another passage, two other passages with it, that are the last words Christ said to His disciples before He ascended into heaven, or perhaps afterwards. And He says to them in Matthew 28, we'll begin at verse 18. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. That's His prerogative. I've got the authority. I've got the power. Then go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Four P's, that would help you. The prerogative of Christ. All authority has been given to me. Two, the program of Christ. This is His program. Go disciple the nations, baptizing them. Go do that, teaching them. Third thing is the promise of the presence of Christ. Lo, I'm with you in doing this assignment. Carry it out. And then I would add, He gave a promise that He and the Father would send the Spirit because He knew we needed the help to carry out this. It's very scary to start out being a Christian in 33 AD when you're in the city where Christ was crucified. The Roman government is in charge, and it's emperor worship. pagan worship, and all of a sudden to go out to a hostile world that has just crucified your Savior and King. They needed power. They had fled once. They were cowardly. A scary assignment. I think just as any of us would be afraid. He said, I'll give you the power to carry out this assignment. I'll give you the power. Now, look at Luke 24. Just to give you some complimentary passages. Look at what it says. If you look at it, he's talking to the men on the Emmaus Road. And in Luke 24, 46, it said, thus it is written that the Christ should suffer, and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations. Now, something interesting about this word nations. Let me give you the Greek word and see if you figure it out. Proclaim it to all ethnos. Ethnos. We get our word ethnic. National borders and boundaries change on the map. I think of the former Soviet Empire and all these other states that have broken off. National lines could change. It's go to every ethnic group, every language group, every thing that you would consider a demographically distinct people. Go to them. Not go to national boundaries, but to every ethnic group on the face of the earth. That's the goal. Get it as far out as we can. Beginning from Jerusalem, you are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. Let me read to you another verse from Romans 10. Romans 10. Let us begin. We'll pick up from verse 13. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. What a glorious promise. Wonderful. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord. I don't think it's they're yelling out, oh my God. That's not the idea. They're not just taking God. They're calling on him for his help to be saved. But he goes on and he asks us some questions. And the questions go this way. Then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they've never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching, proclaiming the word? And how are they to preach unless they are sent, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. The assignment of God's church is to be going in fulfilling this commission, starting in your hometown, and they were to work out geographically. And when you read the book of Acts, they stayed in Jerusalem. They did not want to go. Guess what got them out of Jerusalem? The martyrdom of Stephen, Acts 7. Persecution and killing got them out of the city limits. And so Philip goes down to Samaria and joins himself to the Ethiopian eunuch that had come from Africa to Jerusalem to worship, and explains to him Isaiah 53 and baptizes him. It works its way out eventually. Gets beyond Samaria. And of course, it had gone to Judea. Then it begins to go to the uttermost parts. By the time the book of Acts is completed, Paul has reached Rome with the gospel. He'd reached Greece, Corinth. He'd reached Asia Minor, Ephesus. He'd reached many, had gone a long way out. Now remember, they didn't catch a plane. They didn't have any faxes, no phones. You had to get there. You had to get there overland or by a ship. So it was a going church that went. God got them out, spread the gospel. Let me read something to you that's interesting, that this was published by Church Growth in America, and it goes this way. Now, it came to pass that a group existed who called themselves fishermen. And lo, there were many fish in the waters all around. In fact, the whole area was surrounded by streams and lakes filled with fish, and the fish were hungry. Week after week, month after month, and year after year, these who called themselves fishermen met in meetings and talked about their call to go about fishing. Continually, they searched for new and better methods of fishing, for new and better definitions of fishing. They sponsored costly nationwide and worldwide congresses to discuss fishing and to promote fishing and to hear about all the ways of fishing, such as the new fishing equipment, fish calls, and whether any new bait was discovered. These fishermen built large, beautiful buildings called fishing headquarters. The plea was that everyone should be a fisherman and every fisherman should fish. One thing they didn't do, however, they didn't fish. All the fishermen seemed to agree that what is needed is a board which could challenge fishermen to be faithful in fishing. The board was formed by those who had the great vision and courage to speak about fishing, to define fishing, and to promote the idea of fishing in faraway streams and lakes where many other fish of different colors lived. Large, elaborate, and expensive training centers were built whose purpose was to teach fishermen how to fish. Those who taught had doctorates in fishology. But the teachers did not fish. They only taught fishing. Some spent much study and travel to learn the history of fishing and to see faraway places where the founding fathers did great fishing in the centuries past. They lauded the faithful fishermen of years before who handed down the idea of fishing. Many who felt the call to be fishermen responded. They were commissioned and sent to fish. And they went off to foreign lands to teach fishing. Now, it's true that many of the fishermen sacrificed and put up with all kinds of difficulties. Some lived near the water and bore the smell of dead fish every day. They received the ridicule of some who made fun of other fishermen's clubs. They anguished over those who were not committed enough to attend the weekly meetings to talk about fishing. After all, were they not following the master who said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men"? Imagine how hurt some were when one day a person suggested that those who don't catch fish were really not fishermen, no matter how much they claimed to be. Yet it did sound correct. Is a person a fisherman if year after year he or she never catches a fish? Is one following if they're not fishing? I will make you experts on fishing, or I will make you fishers of men. And so, let's look at Matthew 28 and what is being said there. It goes this way. Let me give you a little Greek lesson here. Not too hard. The main verb is make disciples of every ethnic group on the globe. Make disciples. And then he has three participles, which in Greek is a way to amplify the verb. Go disciple. How do we do this discipling? Three participles. By going, by baptizing, by teaching. But the first thing you got to do is determine, I'm going to make disciples out of this group, whoever that is. That's the assignment. How? Well, I must go. first of all. Now, I've given you this little study here for a home study. You don't have to do it now. And I thought it'd be a nice thing for you to this week for your devotions. Most people don't even know what a disciple is. How could you do it? And it's a basic word to be a follower, to be a learner. And so, hey, I've been assigned to go and turn people into followers of Christ. Well, how do I do that? Well, he said there's three ways you do it. You do it by going, and then those who buy your message, you baptize them, and then you teach them. And it's interesting, the lost two words of the Great Commission, there's two lost words we never quote. We say teaching them. What? Geography? Hebrew? Greek? Church history? Teach them to obey what Christ taught. And the teachings of Christ have now been put in book form. We've got his teachings in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And then in his apostles, he gave them the rest of the message. So the New Testament is the containing the teachings of Christ. Teach it, obey it. We're not under Moses, we're under Christ. Obey his teaching. Don't just teach to teach. Some people never want to pay any attention to what I ought to obey. Go fishing. Let me teach you how to fish, but I never fish. Let me tell you what he said. Do you do it? No, but I teach what he says, and I'm absolutely correct. Matter of fact, I even know Greek. Do you do what he says? So, the first thing in fulfilling this discipling mandate is go. What does that mean? What does that mean? It means be intentional yourself, intentionally start the dialogue, the conversation of going after people who presently are not followers of Christ, and intentionally make the contact that you go and you're fishing for them. Now, to win your world, we in January, we're going to start our home studies up. And our first study is we're going to spend a month on how to reach your world for Christ. How to reach your world. Now, here's something that is an interesting dynamic with us. If I said, go disciple the nations, where would you begin? Which nation are you going to? My family. You got any pagans around your place? We give birth to sinners, not saints. I got 12 grandchildren now. Daughters are saved. Whew, got that over with. Now I got 12 grandchildren. And I'm not sure that, I know they're not all saved. But I ought to go to South America. There's where the nations are. J. Vernon McGee used to say he could raise more money to send to Africa than he could to reach L.A. Because L.A. was right near. It was in their backyard. Go there. And we're going to be looking at, start this way. In your world, do you have five contacts of people who do not know Christ? And are you intentionally doing anything to reach them? Or are you mute about the subject? Are you praying over them? Are you going out of your way, going to them, inviting them to meals, being kind to them? You're fishing all the time. You're fishing. I'm seeking to turn you into a follower of Jesus Christ. And I think that is the challenge we face today. Let me give you some things that the early church, early Christians, they thought this way, and see if you think this way. Early Christians, they made reaching non-Christians a high priority. In the book of Acts, read throughout, they made reaching non-believers a high priority. Now, is that the priority of your life, or finding a nice church, gets out on time, good music, pastor doesn't go too long, though it seems eternal. You know, what are you looking for? Do you have any plans to obey this command? This is a command, by the way. And those who love Christ obey him. They don't argue with him. This is for us to obey. I don't see that it's written only to me. I'm as convicted, I think, as anyone. Because where do I go all the time? I go to saint meetings. I'm going to a Monday night saint meeting. I'll be with saints and planning meetings Tuesday. I'll be at a staff meeting 9:30 Wednesday, church meeting. I go out sometimes with mercy teams. Tuesday night, we have a prayer meeting. We go to people on Tuesday night. Most of my life is spent going to one group of people. Guess who they are? The saints. And what do I do with them? I'm teaching all the time. I don't catch many unsaved people because I'm never fishing for them. I'm always trying to clean up the fish that have already been caught. Do you follow me? I smell like a fish. I know that. I work with fish who are supposed to be sheep. Okay? And they're scaly. And they come in all varieties. Some are sharks and some are perch. I didn't mean to be so convicting. Two, the early church, the idea of lostness was foremost in the minds of the early church. People are lost without Christ. And this is both Jews and Gentiles. And I think it must have been such an assignment for the Jew who'd grown up at the synagogue, was always the real people of God, and these pagan Gentiles are worshiping the moon, the stars, temple of Aphrodite, worshiping sex, food, pagan, through and through, and we're the true people of God, and all of a sudden we find out we no longer are the people of God because we've not accepted Messiah. We haven't accepted this one we crucified. You're trying to tell me I need God? I know the law. I know Torah. I'm a Jew. I don't need this Christ. And then to go over here to the Greeks, we've got many gods. We don't need another God. You're saying, oh, wait, you're not saying he's the only way. There's many ways to God, right? There's not one way. Man, this is exclusive. Get out of here. He said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. There's no other way you go to the Father. Well, that's just too bigoted. That's too narrow for me. And then in America, which has become post-Christian, which is a non-Christian country, had great principles upon which we were settled, but we know in the public square we're no longer in vogue. We are being thrown over. Our whole moral system is being thrown over. You're in a pagan culture. Evangelism was designed to make disciples, not get decisions. I raise my hand, so what? Have you become a follower of Christ? No. I'm still living with my girlfriend, and I still cheat a little bit, and I have a little porno every week. You're not a follower of Christ. You just made a false profession. Anybody raise their hand? Are you a follower? Do you follow Christ? Do you obey Christ? Obey his commands.
And this is Truth for Today, the radio ministry of Valley Bible Church here in Hercules, and our teacher and pastor, Pastor Phil Howard. Thank you for spending time with us today. As always, it is a pleasure and a delight studying God's Word with you that we might mutually grow in our love and admiration for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you have questions about today's program, maybe you have a question about your own walk or relationship with the Lord, we would love to talk with you. No strings attached. Give us a call, and we'd be more than happy to answer any questions we can or pray with you. Our phone number is 855-833-9864. Again, you can reach us at 855-833-9864. If you would rather write to us, here's our address, 1511 M Sycamore Avenue, Suite 278. We're here in Hercules, the zip code 94547. And again, even if it's a simple thank you for the broadcast, we'd love to hear from you. It's always a delight knowing that these programs are being used by the Lord for your growth in Christ. So again, you can reach us by phone, by mail, Or better yet, stop by our website and drop us an email. Let us know you paid us a visit. You can find us at truthfortodayradio.org. That's truthfortodayradio.org. By the way, men, we would invite you to join us for our Valley Bible Church Men's Conference, Walking to Win. You know, life is a journey, and how you get through it matters. Abiding in Him makes all the difference in the world. This series will be taken from John chapter 15, and again, the conference is called Walking to Win. It's Friday, March 9th. Check in at 5:30, and Saturday, March 10th, with breakfast at 8 a.m. The price includes dinner Friday evening, breakfast, and lunch on Saturday, and each attendee's packet will include a free book that will be useful on your journey, a DVD, conference booklet, pen, and snacks. Again, that's Friday, March 9th, and Saturday, March 10th. The early bird special is $45 until the end of this month. After that, it's $60 a person, $30 for Saturday only. For information, simply stop by our website or give us a call. So contact us today at 855-833-9864 or stop by truthfortodayradio.org. And then come back and join us next time for another broadcast of Truth for Today with Pastor Phil Howard.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.